Couple of closing notes here. Just in from Stockholm, Sweden, where the Nobel Academy has awarded the Nobel Prize in Physics this morning. And it goes to the folks at Princeton University. Duncan Haldane is the winner of the prize, along with David Thewlis and Michael Kosterlitz. They're revealing the secrets of exotic matter, such as superconductors, materials that conduct electricity with no loss of resistance. The awards being announced again this morning in Stockholm, Sweden, by the Nobel Peace Prize, the Nobel Prize Academy there. The greatest benefit to mankind is what Alfred Nobel would say, the 2016 Nobel Prize in Physics. Also this morning, we're learning that Canada has decided to move forward with joining the Paris Accord on Climate Change. The Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, announcing that Canada will start imposing a tax on carbon emissions starting in 2018 as part of its efforts to meet targets set by the Paris Accord. Some interesting news out of Iran today. The head of that country's space agency says it is interested in working with NASA on space exploration. The Iranians have been walled off by the long-held sanctions that were against that country that were lifted last year. Now scientists in all numbers of areas of that country coming back to life, including apparently science and space. NASA, no comment yet from NASA on that or the federal government, but Iran says it wants to work with NASA. We'll continue to follow your money throughout the morning today on the WGN Associated Bank calendar as we move forward. The daybook for things happening ahead. No major reports in terms of economic reports that could drive the markets today. But we do have a couple of big events today, including the vice presidential debate later tonight. That obviously will be something that all investors will be watching today. We'll be continuing to watch some of the markets, world markets, as they impact the U.S., specifically how the Deutsche Bank investigation might play out. Will there be any news in that area today that could drive banking sector markets shares here in this country? Obviously, we'll continue to follow all aspects of that.